Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hail, 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 hail. Kick it, come on, everybody. Kick it, come on, everybody.
Welcome to Bad Music Week on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's right. That was the song stylings of Chevy Checker. Chubby Checker.
Yeah. It's Jive Bunny, Mike. Jive Bunny and the Jive Master Bunny. Mixers. Yeah.
Oh, my God, do they suck. That's terrible.
Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody.
And for some reason, I had an earworm of it today, and Rob had it in his system, and he found it.
It's the weirdest combination.
I think of Bob's Big Boy when I hear, come on, everybody.
Why?
Because I think of big suspenders and plaid pants. And Chubby Checker.
You are another so badly wired.
But that's another pop culture horrible image. I'll accept that. Hey, it's birthday time, everybody. You ready?
Oh, are we going to do that? Cool.
Yes, it's time to open up the birthdays because really, we can play Chubby Checker all day long
all
and Jive Bunny and all the other crap music. But most importantly, on this Wednesday, it's all about you. That's right. It's all about you now. Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Guess who had a birthday on New Year's Eve?
Who?
That's right. Peter Nagele. Peter Nagele of Ohio. And he wonders if Arnold Schwarzenegger likes the song Der Kommissar. Do we have Der Kommissar?
We do. You want to talk it up?
Well, I will tell you, one of the things that influenced me to be a disc jockey was listening to WKYS's Jeff Leonard, who was playing Der Kommissar after the fire.
All right, you ready?
And it sounded something like this.
All right.
The best music, WABC.
That's right, everybody. We're using two call letters here. 93KYS, Jeff Leonard, Der Kommissar, after the fire. It's okay, though. They let the TV on the lawn for you. 93KYS. Coming up next, Chuck Davis and Donnie Simpson. WKYS wants to let you know that we're all going to be out at Merriweather Post Pavilion this coming weekend. Jeff Leonard, KYS. How you doing? My name's Jeff Leonard. What's your name?
We saw
Give us
him.
A call. We Make saw- a request. 93KYS. Oh, it continues. That's right. It's a long intro. 93KYS, Jeff Leonard, Chuck Davis, Donnie Simpson, Tony Producer. Yes, sir. Everybody having a good time on 93KYS. From the confines of Nebraska Avenue in beautiful Northwest Washington, D.C. Oh, I stepped on. I never had a chance.
The
I never had a chance.
Intro.
I thought it was
ridiculously long.
Mike, we saw them at the Palm one day.
Oh, that's right.
When we were all gainfully employed, we were walking out. And we said, oh, there's Donnie Simpson and Jeff sitting there.
Yes, Donnie Simpson, Jeff Leonard. Chuck Davis wasn't with him, though.
No.
But, Mike, after all these years, I really feel I should mention it makes no sense that they would leave the television on the lawn. It really doesn't, but somehow
no,
it works.
Here's all right, play it again.
Right,
I'll give you the break.
All right, hold on.
Because he didn't talk over the whole thing.
All right.
And he might have been back selling.
Okay.
He might have been.
The best music, WABC.
93KYS, Jeff Leonard, Der Kommissar, after the fire, at your house. That's okay, they let the TV on the lawn though. So anyway.
Still, I don't know.
I liked it. I still remember it after all these years.
Always do.
Dale Roberts has a birthday and a wedding anniversary this week.
Hey. Dale. Congratulations, friend.
38, I guess that's the birthday.
Yes.
And 17 years, respectively. My God, he's been married all of his adult life.
Mm-hmm.
So have I, technically, but not to the same women. Am I right, fellas?
You're right, Mike. But you put together, Mike, you put together a great team.
Yeah.
A winning team. Who cares? We do. Felicitations to him and his wife, Heather.
Heather.
Heather Roberts. Happy birthday.
It's going to be goofy today.
Happy birthday to the Fahey boys, Scott and Sean. Ah, the Fahey boys.
Why don't you know? There they are, scattered shot. How about St. Patrick's Day? Just a couple of months.
Anyway, both born today. They are not twins.
Aha!
Not
so
twins.
I guess their parents just like banging in the month of April. Wow, Rob, that's harsh. That's Jeez. Nasty.
Hey, you know what? It's part of an important marriage.
Hold on just a second. Phone calling. Let me. Hello? Yes, she's here. Joanne Pause Pickle? Yes, just a second. Excuse me.
Paging Miss Pause Pickle. Paging Miss Pause Pickle. We have a phone call for Joanne Pause Pickle.
Joanne Pause Pickle is a nifty 50. And unlike Mike and Oscar, she loves sex boys.
Oh, boy!
Oh, well, oh, my goodness.
Here we go.
I have no idea.
2015.
Paging Miss Pause Pickle. Joanne Pause Pickle. Are you a nifty 50? Well, that doesn't mean you can't have sex, because I'm sex boy.
For people who might be new listeners, sex boy, or may I just call you boy?
Boy.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
And you don't actually have sex, right?
No, I can't. I'm 9. Well, I probably could in certain parts
of the country.
Oh, no.
This is really awkward. Yeah.
But that would be really uncomfortable.
You just promote sex, right?
Always. I promote sex. That's why I'm wearing my condom belt. So, Joanne Pause Pickle, thanks for requesting the most awkward character we do. Bye. Cosby's innocent.
What?
I have no idea why he said that.
He's listening to cereal.
I don't know why he said that. He liked pudding pops. I'm really not quite sure. Jesus Christ had a birthday on December 25th, and so did Tom Spence. Tom Spence,
Holy
a
birthday.
Christmas baby.
Yeah, baby.
But as usual, Jesus got all the attention.
Rob, wow. You're going to hell.
You know what? Boy. I bet Tom Spence heard a lot of growing up?
What's
this
that?
Is a combined present for your birthday
absolutely.
And
for your presents.
Yeah.
Now let's get on to the letters, shall we? Gentlemen,
please.
I hope you all had a great Christmas and fantastic New Year. Pleased to be wishing Angel, my amazing wife of 6 years, a happy 32nd birthday.
Ah, you know? Angela.
Happy birthday, Angel.
She's my little angel.
Well, he goes on to say that Angel transcends anything I could have imagined for a wife. And the mother of my children. She is the rock and radiant center of our family. Did this guy know what show he was sending this to?
Keep going.
It's true love, Mike.
You'll see where it
comes
from.
And to make sure you read this, she remains extremely happy with her decision to join me in switching to a Harry's razor this fall.
Yeah.
They don't like to say it like that, but I don't care. Thank you. We just ordered 16 blades for half the cost of big brand blade replacements, and we will get twice the mileage out of them due to superior German blade engineering. Keep up the funny and don't get happy in 2015. Ryan Revy in Baltimore.
Happy.
Thank you,
nice.
Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah.
Happy
That's
birthday,
very nice.
Angel.
Ryan. Well, Ryan.
Oh, Harry's.
I'm sorry. I was doing a big part. And he's dead. That's
he
not
is.
Cool.
Yeah, that's right, Ryan.
Dear TMOS, my name is Daniel Luna.
Luna the
yeah,
moon.
Daniel Luna.
And the
he's
same
a
mean
Luna for, up in Togas.
Yeah, it means lunacy as well, because they used to think the moon would make people go crazy.
Ah,
so lunatics means the moon.
The full
really?
Moon.
Yes, of course.
So that's
Thank
what
you,
Daniel
Rob.
Luna means, kind of like lunatic?
Yeah, he's nuts.
Well, let me say to Daniel Luna, I got one for you, Daniel. Dear TMOS, my name is Daniel Luna, and I turned 30 years old on January 5th. I was wondering if Bane had any advice for me as I enter my douchebag 30s.
Bane knows.
He still has... I don't understand. I don't have the right thing.
Right, let's let Bane get his mask.
Well, Bane needs to get together.
Please, yeah. Please. The great thing about Bane is when he was in his 30s...
I think Bane might still be in his
30s. No, he just hit his early 40s. The mayhem he caused.
I'm 42.
See?
Oh, there you go. I'm sorry, Bane.
I am 42. I don't have the right sound.
But
sorry,
you know what?
Dude.
Bane was 30 in the movie, though.
That was working, Mike. That was working. I'm sorry, Bane. That was working.
I have to get all the pens out of my pen.
Well, that would help.
Well, you see, Bane writes a lot of notes.
Full of Bics.
Yeah.
His mask is full of Bics.
Yeah.
I have to remove my ballpoint pens. Very difficult. Let me say happy birthday to Daniel Luna. My advice for you is to follow instructions.
You lunatic.
Hey, that was great. That was Bane.
Thanks. That was really great. That's exactly how I'd describe it. Great. Kevin Beadle writes, would you please send a birthday shout to my hump of a brother, Todd Beadle? who turned 47 on December 29th. He lives in West South Norway and has been an avid listener since the early 90s when he lived in Sacramento. He turned me on to more broadcasting about 2 years ago, and I can truly say I'm addicted to all seven podcasts.
Aww, that's
in
great.
In a twisted sort of way, he and I use your shows to connect, laughing over the past week's shows as we FaceTime and chat. Thanks, and keep bringing the funny. And that comes to us from Kevin Beadle.
And that
nice,
was a
Kevin.
Message from Kevin Beadle to his brother who?
Let me see, his brother Beatles? Todd.
Todd Beadle. So together they are
the Beatles.
Worth that. It, Rob. That, you know, sometimes when you do those, I really feel their force. That was really worth it.
Yeah, dear boys, I'm sure it was.
Happy New Year, but I am curious, after spending 2 hours in the car to go 25 miles on Tuesday morning, thanks to the weather forecast in D.C., I have one question. What would non-committal have to say? Still needing to update my voicemail from the fruitcake promotion, Phil Stamper. Oh, Phil's contacted us a lot. And,
yes.
You know what? Phil, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to wait for the next snowstorm.
Ah, next snow event.
Even though they really blew it, we kind of just bitched about it, and yesterday would have been the day to do that. So, Philip, stand by. The next forecast, we will have a non-committal in to give you the very latest in the incorrect forecast, okay?
Excellent.
Thank you. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, I don't usually correspond with the shows I listen to, but I had to write to tell you how thankful I am for your program. I've been listening since 1992. Losing you for a long while when those radio humps here in Indianapolis took your show off the air, only to find you again in 2013 on a lark.
Oh, a lark!
Lark!
He could go on a lark with Daniel Luna.
When I Googled whatever happened to Don and Mike, I was very happy to find your show, and of course, it did not disappoint, which leads me to this letter. You guys have gotten me through a most devastating holiday season. On Christmas Eve, my wife of 14 years informed me that she was no longer in love with me.
No.
Yee.
Bad.
That's tough. I still don't know what made the wheels come off this wonderful ride, but I think I broke Mike O'Mara's number one rule, don't get happy.
Mm.
I just really want to say thanks for being there. I listened to Oscar losing a love, then finding another, then hearing how Mike and Carla just seemed to fit together so perfectly. Yeah. And, of course, Rob giving Carrie a hard time, but I don't believe he means
it. Oh, believe it, pal.
Your antics keep me from crying for at least an hour a day. Wow.
It's tough. This
man's tough shape here. And for that, I can't thank you enough. So please, anyone hearing this letter, and especially you three funny men, hug your loved ones especially tight tonight and do that little something extra, because you really never know what you have until it's gone. This is so sad.
But I think it's nice that he's finding some joy through our program.
Thank you for reading my rambling and keep bringing the funny. Your friend and faithful listener, Bobby Gilbridge of Indianapolis, Indiana. Well, Bobby. I certainly hope that she comes back to you. It sounds like you really love her.
Bobby.
Kind of sad, Rob.
You got to move on, man. And when you move on, you got to mow through at least 24 to 26 hood rats before you call the girl from the eBay store.
And also remember this. Mike O'Mara put together a winning team. And yes. Sometimes it takes more than one try.
Amen, baby. That's the way I look at it. Finally, Chaim Gotsman writes.
I think it's really, Mike, I think it's Chaim.
Chaim?
Chaim.
How's that?
Chaim.
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 Like Theo Jaime.
Yeah, you know what it is? It is sort of a... it is a
Gotsman,
name with a cultural significance.
Chaim Gotsman writes, my wife served us jelly donuts in honor of Hanukkah. It's Jewish tradition. My kids took one look at them and then asked me in unison, have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut and replaced it with chocolate swirl ice cream? So proud. Happy holidays. I'm Gotsman. That's the funny letter of the week. And start the show, you hop, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
But I love speaking Spanish. I watch the Spanish channel. That's where I get all my news.
Las noticias.
You ever see the Spanish channel news? It's different. They don't tell you the news on the Spanish channel. They yell you the news. It's like they're broadcasting out a Brooklyn apartment window. If you're watching an American news station, I don't care how bad the story is. The newscaster always laid back, real calm, with a big smile. This evening on the 10 o'clock news, brush fires are spreading across California. Residents are cautioned to stay on alert. That is not how we roll. Latinos are not known for our calm subtlety in the face of danger. Same story on the Spanish channel. Bienvenidos a las noticias. Esta noche en California todo está quemando. Ay, qué lástima. Corre para tu vida. And now here's our weather lady, topless and in a thong.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his Davenport, oh, that's so gay, here's Mike.
Live from the Cabby Viper Studios from sunny Southwest Florida and our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, powered by Encore Insurance Services and heard daily for over 5 years at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, and on your mobile device, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it.
Yeah.
And if you're here, you do too. Today's show is brought to you by Mac Weldon. We love Mac Weldon. Men's underwear has essentially been the same for 50 years, hasn't it, boys?
Yeah, 50 years.
50 years.
Mac Weldon is here to upgrade your underwear.
Character voice from Oscar, first one in 2015.
It was kind of a dialect, wasn't it?
My new guy.
Yeah, 50 years, eh? Yassi. Bada bing. Bada boom.
Boom, bang, bam, boom. Bam Boom, Mack Weldon is here to upgrade your underwear drawer for 2015. Make a resolution to change your underwear because the guys at Mack Weldon thought that underwear could be made better, and they did it!
Yay! Oh, yeah.
An amazing fabric blend like no other. It holds its shape and won't ride up. And cool zones for added comfort. I know, Oscar, you work out in it. You wear it to all of your major business social events.
Again today, I'm wearing Mack Weldon boxer briefs and the undershirt. They are perfectly fit. They are tailored. They're perfect. I absolutely love them.
Does your new character wear them?
Oh, yeah. He loves them.
Yay. MackWeldon.com has great multi-packs and starter kits, plus the best undershirts and socks you've ever worn. Here's a special deal just for our listeners. Go to MackWeldon.com. Enter the code TMOS for $5 off, plus free expedited shipping on orders over $50. Buy more, save more. Remember that name, MackWeldon. MackWeldon.com. Let me know when you buy your underwear from Mack Weldon. We'd really appreciate it, please.
And the socks. Also, you should know that Mack Weldon is so in my life now. When I saw Mack, our intern, up on the parking deck as he tried to steal my parking spot, I said, that Mack Weldon, doesn't he know I was trying to park there?
Let's change his name to Mack Weldon. I think that's a good name for him.
Yeah, that'll be the new intern's name, Mack Weldon. Yes. Welcome back to the show. We're delighted to have you here. And I said this on Facebook, we would be doing this today, and we are doing it without further ado. Let's get right to our major announcement for fun. And isn't fun the best thing to have, ladies and gentlemen?
The best!
Here's the announcement. We may not know who'll be playing in the big game, but we know where we'll be.
Oh?
And you may have guessed it by now. And we know where you should be, too. Rob, turn your music down,
right,
because
do
we're going to Jimmy's Bar, Jimmy's Little Bar, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. We're going to Jimmy's Bar,
woo!
Jimmy's Bar, Jimmy's Little Bar, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. We're going to Jimmy's Bar. That's right, it's Super Bowl time.
Oh, two verses.
I don't care. Oh, the big game. You're not supposed to say.
Yeah, you have to
Super
say
Bowl,
big game.
Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl.
Speaking of eating, I can't wait to see the specials.
Oh, my God. They're going to be determined by the teams.
That's what he said.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday. Sunday. February 1st. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. February 1st. Come out to Herndon for big fun, big screen TVs that Jimmy gets any way he can, but doesn't buy them. And the best party in town. That's right. I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to get the guy that rents the TVs again to help us rent TVs.
Well, you get to the bottom of the copy, Mike.
Watch the big game with Mike, Oscar, and Rob, and Uncle Dave.
You know what, Mike? When I watch the big game, I'm going to have a superb bowl of Jimmy's homemade soup.
Oh, fantastic. A superb bowl. That's great. Hey, Rob, I'll now do my Uncle Dave impression.
Oh, good.
Ask me any question you have.
Oh, let me kill the music. Hey, Dave, right. How does your football pool work?
How's your football pool work? All right, Jimmy Cerrito. Jimmy Cerrito will be there, too, as your ringleader of fun. with his microphone. And games, specials, and the coldest beer in town. Reservations are recommended. Here's the number if you want to call and make your reservation today, because we're coming up there. That's right. I'm flying up from Southwest Florida to join the boys on Sunday, 703-435-5467. That's 703-435-5467. We'll see you at 697 Spring Street, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. It's superb.
Get it? Mike. You know, I got a new hat for the game. I'm going to wear my new derby. It's a superb bowler.
And you should know that it's wet Mike, not dry Mike.
Ah, yes. Mike will be enjoying adult beverages that day. So.
Sopping wet Mike.
Which means you can join me on Super Bowl Sunday from noon until 4 a.m. the next morning. Because we're going to Jimmy's Bar, Jimmy's Little Bar, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. It isn't very far. If you live in Washington, Herndon, or D.C., come to see Jimmy's Bar. Make me happy, Pete.
I don't know. I thought that was great.
If you're a Friends fan, and Rob, you know I am.
Oh, yes,
if
you'd love
you got
the
me
program.
That box set that's available on Netflix. I appreciate that for Christmas.
Hey, but you know what? I bought it before it was available on Netflix.
Yeah, you gotta kill him. Turn Oscar's send down a little bit for me. There.
Please,
he's
please.
He's popping and hissing. Thanks.
I feel like there's another show that goes on here when we leave, Mike. well, I'll say this, that when Fun Mike gets out, much like in Friends, Fun Bobby came out.
Right.
When Mike is always fun because he's gregarious and he's witty.
Yeah, but you know what, Oscar? You're being kind, and I have to tell you, I had a discussion with my wife about it, that she was mentioning that at these social events that we've attended together, that perhaps I was the alcoholic Mike was missed a little bit.
Well, but you know, Mike, to be fair,
your own wife said you were lame.
To be fair,
she basically came out and said that I was lame.
I will tell you this, Mike.
Nobody likes a quitter.
The sober Mike has a larger sweet spot of fun than alcoholic Mike. But if you can get alcoholic Mike at the perfect time, it's like a roller coaster ride. It's great. You are
Space
Mountain.
Which really is about that, and that's going to be about 6:20.
Oh, I think it might be a little earlier than that.
I think it'll be earlier than that.
The sweet spot might be right before kickoff.
Before the turn.
Yeah, when Hart is playing in the parking lot. That's going to be the time to talk to you.
Well, it's going to be a great time because we're going to Jimmy's Bar. Jimmy's Little Bar. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. He won't go very far. All of his regulars like Uncle David E.Q. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. We really hope to see you.
Mike, let me ask you this again.
Yes?
Just to clarify here. You gave up drinking for a year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
And you never felt better for the most part as far as no hangovers. You had
Well, let's analyze that statement.
Crumbled.
My body rebelled and still.
No, I'm fine with it. I've made peace with it. I had a good conversation with myself about it. I said, look, he's got to live his life.
Boy,
right? You got to live
your
life.
That should have been a podcast.
You got to live your life, because I was generally concerned at first.
Oscar Santana's making peace with it.
That's one-on-one with Oscar Santana. One-on-one.
Because I love you like really a family member.
True.
And I said, well, you know, he's finally restoring his car. Why is he going to go drag racing? And that's the way I put it.
Because, Mike, you are, if nothing else, a high-performance automobile.
Well, let me you know what? When we can discuss this in the body of the show, but before we go to break, I'll touch on this a little bit. The fact is that I went out last Friday, and I had a few glasses of wine, and Carla now, we have a babysitter tonight.
Oh, nice.
And Carla has mentioned that. Carla has mentioned, you know where she wants to go?
Where?
She wants to go to the Tiki Bar.
Oh, that you have a history there.
Now, my feeling is
Tai Chi Bar.
It is a school night. It is a school night.
It is.
Two to do tomorrow, Mike. I don't know how I feel. Let me just say, it was fun, but it's not what it used to be, which was semi-regular.
Well, you
got
to gear up to that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I mean, I like doing it once in a while, but I'm not sure I want to do it all the time.
Once you hit the Daytona 500, Like that's when you, right now you're in the mud tracks right now. Like you're working your way up.
Oh, I thought his stomach was better.
Track. No, he's moving along here. So yeah. He's gonna
the
go
mud track.
He's
hey,
gonna
mud
go
track.
He's gonna go to the Nationwide Series, then he'll go to the Sprint Cup Series.
Right. Yeah.
And once you're there, once you're racing on Sundays, Mike.
Sunday.
We're gonna remember how much fun it actually is.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You really might want to do a little bit of training before you go to Jimmy's, because you know
well,
what? There's going to be muscle memory.
I plan on doing that. But I can't do what I used to do.
I'm gonna swing with the right and drink with the left.
I can't do what I used to do.
No,
there's just
no
way I can do what I used to do.
No,
I'm not
gonna do that. No.
And to be honest with you, even on Friday when I'd gone almost a whole year. And I had the wine. I was fine at the end of the evening, but I still felt it the morning after.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
And that's the thing that drove me away from
those hangovers,
doing it altogether.
Yeah.
I did not like that feeling at all. So, you know, I think it's going to be a question of pacing.
Yes.
But also, Oscar's
to be
telling
fair,
the truth, it's going to be happy, wet Mike.
To be fair, Mike, the Tiki Bar does have the best chicken tenders in town. So even if you don't drink at the Taikai Bar, you'll do fine there.
Well, the Tiki Bar's got great popcorn, too, but I can't eat that because of my gut.
Oh, my God. They'd be back on the mud tracks if you eat the popcorn.
That is absolutely true. But if you just tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if you are in Pennsylvania. If you are in Baltimore, if you are in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., you've got to come out to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern because that's where we are going to be on February 1st for our Mike O'Mara Show Super Bowl party. And I want Jimmy to decorate the joint because the bottom line is with the new locations for the show, me being down here in Southwest Florida, and the fact that our last live event was in Reno, Nevada, it has been a good long time since we've had a chance to commiserate with our D.C. faithful, and that's the core of our listening audience, still continues to be. So we're really excited for just having this one chance to get together with a lot of people, and what a perfect day. The Super Bowl was our first big event.
Do you know,
this
is our fifth time there for the Super Bowl, 5 years straight.
Nice.
And also,
that's awesome. I love that.
We would be remiss if I did not mention that Jimmy has 65-cent wings all day, dine in or carry out. So, I mean, if nothing else, just stop by and say
perfect.
Hi. Good stuff.
I do recommend if you want to get a table that you do make a reservation, 703-435-5467. That number again is 703-435-5467. I'm very, very excited. I'm very nervous about one particular element, and that is the weather, flying and everything. It's going to be, by the way, my son's first flight. He will be flying up with us on Friday, and then we'll be heading back Monday night after I do the show with you guys. But
you and Carla should make sure to go back and check on him and coach during the flight.
How you doing back there? My son is fine, coach. He's got to learn sometimes, and mommy and daddy.
All right, anyway. We'll take a break. When we come back, New Year's resolutions, a television show that I would really like to slam, and more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. This is a random listener. And I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things. But what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop Rob a message?
Gross.
For his bag. Send it right along to Rob at MikeOmaraShow.com. Don't forget the two B's. Then every Wednesday, who knows, Rob might reach into his bag and pluck out a message from Y-O-U.
Who knows?
Please. Help Rob with his bag.
Oh.
I still love that guy.
I've been drinking tonight.
Thank you, random listener. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We talked about it. You said this is the time when we really need you to step up and buy the TMOS 2015 bonus show packages.
Yes.
Way back when, I remember a podcast called The Mike O'Mara Show where we put our hands out and said, donate to make this thing go. We don't do that anymore. What we do is we create bonus content for you so that you can monetize our show. It's that simple. And the fact is, when you pony up for the bonus packages, you get great entertainment. Each week, we deliver a sixth show for you. It is called our bonus show. It is uncensored. It is commercially uninterrupted. And they are a lot of fun because you never, ever, ever know what direction they're going to go in.
For example, the most recent one, the last one of the year, might have been the funniest hour I've ever heard on this show, and we had no idea it was going to go there.
You don't know. I didn't tell you guys during the holidays.
My
mom was telling everybody she talked to Larry King. And I didn't have the heart because I couldn't sit there at Christmas dinner as she's talking about how great Larry is and how great his fish oil pills are.
But anyway, when we sat down to do that bonus show, we had no idea we were going to ruin a woman's life.
Yeah.
And it just happened. And that's really the spirit of the
bonus
show.
And my dad was stewing. Because he loves Larry.
Yeah, he was hotter than the fricassee.
He missed the opportunity. The best way to support the show, subscribe to the 2015 TMOS bonus package. Subscribe for a full year. You'll get full access to all of the 2015 bonus content. On-demand video access to every bonus show, plus access to the entire bonus show anthology. That means you can hear the show Oscar was just talking about at over 25% savings. All the dazzling info is waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Just click the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. The TMOS bonus packages. Go get them and get ready to laugh all year long.
Waka 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 waka.
It's a larf.
Mike, quick programming note. Todd Moore from CES tomorrow. He has 3 more hours to tour the show. He wants to give us a comprehensive look.
You can't spell tomorrow without Tomo.
You know, that's weird because he was scheduled to be on the show at 11 o'clock this morning.
He was. Right? He was.
And see, subconsciously, I must have known that he would let us down. So, so I actually didn't pre-promote it. I forgot. It worked out flawlessly.
He wants time to tour the entire floor.
Yeah, and we want to allow a lot of time to speak to him.
He's very
thorough. Todd Moore is in Las Vegas as we speak. He's at the Consumer Electronics Show where we were last year, and we were invited to go this year, but we think maybe it'll be an every other year type of thing.
I think that's probably fiscally responsible at that point. Because they don't pay us, you know.
No.
To be honest with you, when we're putting our hands out to get money for our bonus packages right now, it took us like 8 months to pay for the Consumer Electronics. Yeah. Based on everything that went on.
Amazingly,
out there,
the Venetian hasn't bought a single T-shirt.
Yes.
They haven't bought the bonus content. They're a bunch of jerks.
I remember like a 25-minute call to Sheldon Adelson saying, sir, the Michael Mara show has heart. The Michael Mara show has heart.
It's a Christmas movie. Santa Claus made things okay.
That was a very dangerous time, and I'll remember it forever. I don't know how we all survived it, but let's just say we were in first gear the whole time. We were in sixth gear the whole time,
and you didn't even have to share a room with Matt Bloom.
I know.
That was the best part.
That was not the best part.
You loved it.
I did
lost
not like
identification, drunkenness, marathon slot play. I remember that. Marathon penny slot.
He accused me of robbing him when he said you took my bank card.
What I remember.
I really thought you stole it.
What I remember is Rob pulled the handle a few times. My arm's tired.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That wasn't from pulling the handle. I was just pressing a button.
That's right. But you were there.
Rob, you press it for me.
I'm tired.
Lady Luck.
That's the first time I ever saw Oscar lay down the bet, the really significant bet.
Oh, I know. I hate
soul
that.
Crushing.
Oscar gambling. So we're going to be out there. Hopefully, maybe we'll get a chance to go out there next year. But Todd's out there anyway.
2015, 2030, whatever.
2020.
Has Todd tipped his hand for you, Oscar, about anything that's new and exciting out there yet?
He has been speaking at CES. He's been on some panels.
Oh, what a year to miss it.
Oh, stop it, you jerk. He's been on some panels. He said today, because it started yesterday, right?
Right.
So today's the first day that he'll get full access to walk around.
Did he have preview access on Monday like we did?
He had the press day, right?
Right.
You know, I have to stop the show for a second here and really ask Oscar, because it is his best friend, but he's not listening right now, and he might not listen to the show.
He doesn't listen anymore.
The fact is,
he can't listen.
I mean, last night, Oscar sends out a text and says, Todd will be on the show at 11 o'clock our time.
Yes.
And then did he just blow us off? Did he just blow us off today?
This is what I think happened. Well, I know.
You don't know for sure.
I know this happened.
He didn't blow us off.
He didn't blow us off because I texted him this morning and said, 11 a.m., we're calling your cell. He wrote this morning, I am on Las Vegas time because he had yesterday they computed that at 11 a.m. he would have toured the floor by then. And yesterday he had his big listener meetup.
Right.
So maybe 11 a.m. Las Vegas time means he's still in his underwear in his hotel room.
I think 11
a.m.
Vegas
time. Did Todd
do
a meet and greet? Did Todd do a meet and greet?
He had a meetup, yes.
I mean,
I think Jolene White was there.
You should have promoted that on this show.
He announced
that.
He didn't promote it to anyone except for on Facebook, and I just liked it and said, go see Todd Moore.
Wow, so Jolene was there, and that's nice. I think that's good.
Yeah, Jolene was there.
I have to check and see if I'm still friends with Todd, because I get none of that.
He hasn't blocked us, has he?
No, I see his stuff because he argues about fluoride. Still.
So tomorrow, it's clearly in the ball is in his court. He said that he wanted to be on at 11. He didn't compute the time difference. I think clearly he might have been distracted when he said, okay, and then I sent a text to you guys. Rob, you're making the drinking sign.
Well, he obviously had at least a drink last night.
And then I would rather him give us a full report tomorrow than just...
God, I haven't been on his page in so long. Such a douche profile.
No, no, it's very...
I don't know what his profile picture is.
Is it the volleyball one?
It's him with a volleyball.
Yeah, that's pretty good one.
Tiki hut. Under a tiki hut with a volleyball.
Hey, I took that picture. We were on vacation together.
It gets better and better, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, it says Jolene was with Todd Moore
at
the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas.
You know what would be great is if we could get a Todd at 11 p.m., because then we'd get the Todd that gets about 6 inches away from your nose and locks eyes with you and says, I really want to know what you think. And that is something that's harder to escape than an Indiana Jones movie. That is scary stuff.
Oh, here it is. Okay, so 20 hours ago, Todd wrote, I'll be at the Book and Stage on the first floor of Cosmopolitan, 6 p.m. today. I'll buy first round.
You know,
he could have come on and promoted
that.
Is
he out there? Is he flying solo, or does he have any other?
He's solo now.
Okay.
Yes. He went out, I think, accompanied, and then she...
Are you bummed that you're not there, Oscar? Are you bummed?
I'm a little bummed, but...
Because that's your scene.
It is my...
It's his scene, man.
Thank you, Sammy.
Hey, listen, that's his bag.
I'm meant to be there, but we already have a lot going on this year, Mike, as you know.
We do.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot going on. We do.
Next year, my friend.
You know what?
It was crazy.
What if we were to send Oscar out simply as a correspondent?
Yes.
We have the technology.
We do.
Rob, you know, why don't we send you out as a correspondent, Rob? Why don't we send you out?
Well,
Rob would be very content not to leave his home in all of 2015.
Mike, of all the trips we've ever taken, I have been more enthusiastic about Vegas than any of them. But what you really can't see is the heartbreak and the little tear running down Oscar's cheek.
I have a high-definition camera. I can see his expression.
Yeah, he is sad. He is sad.
I'm
he's away
at,
from
I'm
his friend.
I read 20 articles yesterday just about CES.
Yeah.
I just sat there.
You're not helping yourself.
I remember when I was there.
All the technology from last year was BS now because it's all new.
I don't remember a lot from last year, to be honest with you, with my alcoholic haze.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. But I do remember a delicious Carnegie Deli lunch with Rob Spielman.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, Mike,
yeah.
What you don't know, and you should know now, is that they moved the Carnegie Deli, which used to be a little further away from our studio,
right,
to the corner of... that row that we actually go across the key bridge on.
You're talking about the place that makes the Bobby.
Oh, okay.
Is it Capriati's?
Capriati's.
Yeah, you don't play with the big boys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He doesn't know food.
Is it Burger King and McDonald's? Is that what I just compared?
Yeah, pretty much. Now, the Carnegie Deli is a legendary delicatessen
in New York City.
And they actually...
You'd hate it.
Oh, you detest
it. Well, the portions are too big.
Well, of course.
Right.
I've seen it on the Food Network.
And what they did is they allowed them to open a second one, and I think it's at the Mirage. And it's
classy joint.
It is very,
well, that's
very,
the one where we ate, right?
That's right.
We ate in the Mirage.
And I believe there's only two of them. There's the one on New York, and it's like at 6th and 48.
I've actually walked by it before.
And then there's the one.
I remember the waitress coming over to Rob and I. What do you boys want? Yes, sir. <right. laughs>
I assume you'll have the corned beef. Yeah.
These pickles are delicious. Yeah. Get us the big man platter.
Hey, did we ever discuss this on air? Why does the Mirage look like it's stuck in 1992?
It's dark.
Because it is stuck in 1992. It was actually the transition hotel from the old Vegas to the new Vegas, and it really has some of the things that the old Vegas had. You know, the low ceilings and
dark.
They've changed the way they look. But those places, you know, I just consider, you know, really based on last year, I now consider Las Vegas to be one of the most exciting places in the world. But for me, very, very dangerous.
It is dangerous
for everybody.
Very dangerous, you know. But in any event, we will check in with Todd Moore tomorrow on the show. When I come back, I will tell the story of one single moment that I believe a member here at our little golf club down in South Florida will probably never speak to me again.
Oh, no.
It was one moment I thought I'd done well, but I really, really blew it. You're familiar with Brandy Glanville on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Yes.
I had my Brandy Glanville moment. I'll tell you all about it when we come back on the Michael Moore Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is a brand new year, my friends. One thing remains the same throughout all time. Shopping through our Amazon portal remains the single best way to support this show. It doesn't cost any extra, and it means the world to us. The next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website. That's the way I do it. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Anytime I'm shopping Amazon, believe it or not, I go to the Mike O'Mara Show homepage and I click on the little icon for Amazon, and I love doing it because the deals are so incredible at Amazon. Speaking of deals, how about the Amazon hot buy of the day, Rob Spiewak?
Oh, it's January now, but April 15th is right around the corner. Don't wait to the last minute to do your taxes. Order TurboTax and get them done now. Amazon has every version of TurboTax on disk or as a download. Hey, don't rely on some shady accountant. Do it yourself and fast-track that massive refund. It's everything you need to know to file your federal and state taxes.
What?
And it's everything you need to know to file your federal and state taxes, and it's as easy as pie. I think the tape will bear me out. I might have stumbled, but I got almost all the words in. What I want to tell you, Mike, kill that. Mike, we share a lot, and among the things we share most is friendship. And I want you to know this. It's everything you need to know to file your federal and state taxes, and it's as easy as pie. TurboTax, Mike, from Amazon.com. It's great.
Thank you, suckass. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon, the best way to save money and support the show while getting what you need the easiest way possible. Remember, click Amazon at MikeOmaraShow.com, and if you're smart, you'll bookmark it. Bitch.
The best part that is the way you guys root for me.
All right. Let me get right to this because I have to purge myself.
Please.
Okay. Here it is down here. You guys know this from the shtick that I do that there is. I have a giant inferiority complex down here in Cocoonville. I do. I don't know why I do, but I do. I think anybody that moves to a new town probably goes through similar experiences when you're in a new area, you're in a new neighborhood. Now,
but also
I want to
you were raised to respect your elders, and
yes.
Everyone down there is so much elder than you.
Yes,
you're going to feel less than them.
Well, you know, a little elder than me, a lot elder than Carla.
True.
So I mean, that's the fact. That's the fact, Jack. So the fact is that
the hell
I have. You know, I've talked about. Oh, well, they're having a party. We're not invited.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah,
I
yeah.
haven't. We haven't been out. And about. And so I think based on a couple of occurrences, we had the neighborhood get together on Friday night, which was just for our little community here. And it was fun. Got a chance to have dinner with one of the couples down the street. Two couples, actually, that lived in the neighborhood. Really good time. Lots of fun. And
Swingers.
It got a little
White
festive.
Rocks in the yard.
It was. But the fact is, I think it's going to be a long process. I think that doesn't happen overnight. I think you have to be, you know, I like the idea of when this couple drives by now that I know them both by their first names. That to me is a good thing. That's progress. However, when
baby
I go
steps.
Over to the Cocoonville golf club to play, I still have that giant inferiority complex, and I feel the best way I can describe it, I still feel like the freshman going into the senior picnic. Mike, I really feel that
way. It's also tough because the generations that you're dealing with, they're a bit guarded, especially in Florida with all the Ponzi schemes.
Sure.
So you're the new guy on the block.
And also, sure. You know, they're not going to be so eager to go out with you because they all have that depression mentality and they want to keep their money under the mattress.
It's not that... They're not that old, Rob. That's my dad's age, for God's sake.
No waste.
Depression era mentality.
I've seen neighbors washing paper plates. It happens.
I mean, do the math, Rob. The Depression was in the 1930s, the early 1930s.
Well, Mike, for some of us, the Depression never ended.
So you're playing with the greatest generation, then.
He is.
Some of them, yes. Yeah, some of them are the greatest generation. However,
but Mike's generation, a strong number two.
Thank you. And my daughter's generation, meh.
Yeah.
But anyway, I still get a little bit anxiety ridden when I'm going to meet new people. I really do. So yesterday, I'm not part of any group down here. The retirees play golf in the morning when we're taping our show.
Right.
And so I have to wait till, find my spot sometime in the afternoon.
Do you have a crowd down there that golfs every day?
Oh, my God, yeah. 6 days a week.
Really? They golf six times a
day? Oh, absolutely.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are more than enough guys that do it 6 days a week.
Mm.
They golf, and they're incredible. I mean, they're because if you did that 6 days a week, you'd be good.
It's those rocks in their pool.
Yeah, it is.
So
you won't ever die.
I will put myself on. I will get online and I will put myself on the tee sheet and I'll play with wherever there's an opening. And that's the way it goes. And sometimes I have to call and say, "Hey, is there an opening for a single?" And it's just this feeling of I'm always the outsider, and I will not be able to be in the pack because of the work schedule. I just won't. It won't work out. So that's the way I do it. And I'm fine with that because I like to play. And if I can play down here in the beautiful weather, I'm happy. However, I am put with different groups all the time.
Now, actually, in your situation, that's a blessing because it gives you a chance to really reach out and meet
more new
people.
Funny you should use that word, blessing, Rob.
You're a politician.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, it's very, very funny.
Making friends.
Glad-handing.
Making
memories. Funny you should use the word blessing because yesterday I see the name of this one person, and then the two other names are Father Blank and Father Blank.
Mm.
And it appears to me, unless it's unless it's the way it was written, that there is these may indeed be priests that I'm playing with. And so I get there, and
you have your rosary on.
The guy that I'm playing with says, "I'd like you to meet Father so-and-so and Father so-and-so." I'm like, well, they really are priests. So I said,
are they in the garb?
Here's the thing. No, they're not. Yeah, Rob, they're wearing the robes.
Like
they're wearing hassocks.
No, I mean, sometimes, you get
casual. Are they in the garb to play golf? Yeah, they're wearing the collar to play golf.
You know what?
You
I've
moron.
Seen casual priests that wear the short sleeve shirt and collar. We have one that we share a floor
sometimes
space with.
Sometimes it's so hidden, you're like, oh, that guy's fashion forward.
Yeah,
oh,
but
it might
be a Nehru jacket. It might
but
be a priest.
But there's a difference between casual priest and wearing it on a golf course, Rob.
I suppose. But I love casual priests.
Hey,
how's it going?
Want to catch a beer and talk about God?
I get introduced to these guys, and I thought it would be, maybe foolishly, because I've been out of the Catholic Church for a long time, I thought it would be more lively. I thought it would be a little more kind of yuckity yuck and a little more gregarious. It wasn't.
Overstepping my bounds to ask you to estimate their ages?
Late 30s, probably early 40s.
Oh, young priests.
Oh, they're on vacation.
Young.
Wow.
Young. And I will tell you this, that the it was all like it is many, many, many times. It is about. I just wanted to hear that.
What is that the Pope Mobile coming by to pick up the recruits?
I wanted you to hear that. It is all about the game. Mm. And I have. This is what I don't remember from when I used to play a lot of golf. I don't remember so many groups down here where it's all about the game. Yeah. I thought that it would be a little more the yucks. And down here,
and
that's
the beverage
just,
cart.
They don't have those here. Oh. So we don't. Dude. Nobody does
one
that.
One water, one wine?
No, I'm kidding. It was.
I'll handle the mixing.
Yes, loaf of bread, please. Thank you.
We need three. We got 800 people. We need three fishes.
Do you have any Nilla wafers? But anyway. So I am. I'm understated. I'm mellow, and I'm playing with I'm not in the same golf cart as the fathers. I am in with the other guy, and we go on and we play. Very nice people. Could not be nicer.
When you're golfing and you're placed in a foursome of people you don't know,
sometimes you take your own golf cart. Sometimes you hop on with another.
My question:
person.
The mood is sort of set by the other three people, right? You can't come in and sort of say, "Today we're going to be
you
fun."
You nailed it. Yeah, right? You nailed it. That's exactly what it is. That is the rhythm. They've already played 18 holes, so they're on their second 18. They're doing a marathon down here, and they're really, really, really good. They're really, really good, and so there's the intimidation factor for me because I am no longer really, really good. As a matter of fact, I'm awful, and I'm awful certainly compared to where I used to be.
So
not necessarily awful if you stack me up against the average golfer in the United States, but I am awful.
Well, no wonder you feel inferior. They're better golfers and better Catholics. I mean,
and better
got
people.
You,
yeah, better human beings.
Stacked up on everything.
Yeah, I mean, the fact is they're better golfers, and they're definitely going to heaven. And you know, and me, on the other hand, I'm just down here going, hey, look at me.
Let me tell you
about my second marriage.
Technicalities, Mike.
So it goes on and on and on, and I'm fine, and everything's fine, and you know, a little conversation, but not a lot.
Right.
Not a lot of, you know, you ask a question and I'm somebody who says, where are you from? What do you do? And if I'm getting the one sentence answers, which I get a lot down, I don't pursue it anymore. And I resign myself to the fact that it's all about the little white ball. And that's really all it's going to be about. And
that
one
sucks,
thing I've noticed,
though.
But it does, Oscar. And I'm going to tell you what's changed since the days when I played before a lot. It seems to me that that's everybody now.
Yeah.
That everybody is so self-absorbed that they just, it's about the game. That's what it's about.
Look,
and that's okay, but it just gets me a little, especially when I'm playing like crap, I wish it was a little lighter.
Sure. I know it's not ever going to be like the go-go 80s when you're doing lines off putters, right?
Right.
It's never going to be like that. But maybe just some
Where
casual
Where did you even read about that? This never happened at all.
But some casual conversation.
But it is not, it used to be, when I played all the time, it was a lot of ball busting I'm fine with that because that's just the way it is. But I kind of sit there with my personality that intimidates me when it's just hit the ball, walk to the cart, blah, blah, not a lot of yuck, yuck, yuck.
Well, you know what? Something that we share is that when we are in a situation where we are lacking, and I have plenty of them, the one thing I can always call on is my personality.
Yes.
That is a strength that you have. That is a strength we all have because of what we do. And if you can't call on your personality and you're playing badly, you're going to feel really out of place, I guess.
Well, as the round went on, I got worse and worse. And towards
Are you
the,
crying?
No, that was a little something in my throat.
Oh, good.
I got worse and worse as the round went on. And then at the very end, I am... Yeah, I'm stroking out.
Oscar, he's not...
I'm stroking out, Oscar. That's exactly right.
Alcohol.
Of all his problems, his heart is fine.
Hitting the ball.
That's his quarterback.
I'm hitting the ball about 100 yards. Can you listen to me, please?
Sorry,
for
sorry,
guys?
Sorry.
Okay, Shecky and sorry. Shecky for just a second here. I'm getting to the end of this little tale. So I'm hitting it about 100 yards dead right. It's horrible.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm talking about, I mean, it's just, it's a slice like you would not believe. It's something that I haven't done before, and I'm getting more and more frustrated. And we come to the last hole that we're playing together, and they're just nailing it. They're doing really, really well. And it's that group and me. I'm the outsider again. Mm. And I finally, I have a standard line that I use on the golf course.
Oh, no.
And I thought maybe, just maybe, that if as long as you're not taking the Lord's name in any kind of vein, you're still a bunch of guys on a golf course, and you can yuck it up a little
Testosterone. Bit. Testosterone.
And I said this. I've said this before. I said, well, you know what it is, guys? It's my loft problem. Now, if you've ever heard me say this, my standard joke is, Rob knows what it is, that my loft problem, and I the first time I heard this, I played with a guy named Denny Winters who played 18 holes with me, and he said, it's your loft problem. And you said, loft problem? What's that? And I said, Denny, will you please tell me what is a loft problem? And he said, lack of effing talent. So at the very end, I say, well, you know, guys, you know what my problem is?
Oh, no.
It's my loft problem. And I said, you know what that is, don't you? And they said, no. I said,
oh, so you made them ask.
Yeah. And I said, I said, lack of effing talent, but I didn't say effing. I used the word.
Uh-oh.
And I'm talking about like it was not anyone, and no one said to me that's inappropriate, but they looked down. They walked back to their cart. The other guy that I was playing with looked down, and I realized
nothing.
I'm talking about not a polite chuckle. That's not appropriate. I would have settled for anger. It was mortifying. It was more like I had said, God is dead.
I might as well.
Could have only been worse if I had said that. It was.
Where's your Lord now?
Yeah.
Look what I shot.
It was the last hole.
Oh, so you got to go home with that.
And they shook hands and then they split. And he could not drop me off at my golf cart any faster. And then I said, I need to get my score. I think they had the scorecard. They sent over an attendant to tell me what my score was.
Oh, no. After you'd spent
They sent over an attendant to tell me what my score was. And I said, I don't know. I guess I forgot the rules. I was completely blown away by it.
The joke is the joke that basically says you're self-deprecating.
Yeah, I'm self-deprecating.
It's a winning joke.
I guess the word didn't work. I don't know.
Do you think they're like that guy?
Maybe it's
because
I'm a Lutheran / Episcopalian now.
No,
I don't know.
No, it's
been a long time since I've been in there, but I came home. Carla will tell you I was visibly shaken. I said I really stepped in it. We have all been performers our whole lives. Yeah. You know what the reaction is when you have offended someone.
I've done it on the stage of an elementary school.
I didn't know.
Hey, kids. It's
and
my
you know what?
Problem.
And the thing is, I think I said something along the lines of, because no filter. I'm like, well, that went over pretty well.
And then I look over
at him, and it's a, okay, so you're not going to say anything either. That's great. All right.
No.
That's terrific. And I believe I've scared away. And I mean, I had thoughts like he's going in there.
Don't ever let me play with that son of a bitch again.
Well, you know
Thank
what?
You
then
very much.
Screw off. Then they deserve it because you're a great guy.
Rob, I don't need that. I don't need the screw off.
They're not listening. But if you doubt for a minute, it's because you are a Lutheran and no longer a Catholic. The reason you're so flipped out is because at heart, you still respect the priesthood. And you know what?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I totally do.
His friend, and I use air quotes for that, should have backed him up.
Yeah,
but he wasn't my friend. He wasn't my friend. He was a guy that I got thrown into.
But this guy in the fourth, what's his job?
I'm retired.
Oh, okay. Must be nice.
I don't want to go into the details of stuff
nice.
Like that. Yeah. But, he's an older guy.
What is he, an oil tycoon?
No, he works for the FCC, no censorship.
I was more, and Carla will tell you, we were, and this is an hour afterwards, out, and I'm driving Carla over, Carla and the baby and I are going over to the grocery store, and she looks over at me and said, you're really shaken up. I said, yes, I can handle anything. That was difficult for me, and it's because of, the whole Catholic guilt thing.
Sure.
This is what it was. It was Catholic guilt that I had, and I still have it, and I still feel horrible about it, and it was not... Not cool, and the combination of that and being the worst player in the group was just made for
heavy day.
I don't want to get into the
fix. Can you send them a note?
No, they're gone. They came down to visit. I don't know if I see this guy. If I see this guy, you should
confront.
No,
him.
If I see this guy, I'm not going to bring it up again.
What type of humor are you into?
Yeah,
because I'm a guy that makes people laugh.
And if you see,
I do that for a living.
And if I gave him my card. I gave him my card.
And he ripped it, threw it at you.
He might be listening to it right now.
Here's the deal, and this might
just
make
hope
it
I
easier.
Didn't offend him. If he's listening, and if he happens to be listening, my sincere and heartfelt apologies.
What might help is if you, for some reason, see the priests again.
Yeah.
Apologize to them, but when you do it, hold up a screen, and you can speak through the screen to them.
All right. You're gonna shut up, Johnny Bigotto. Okay.
One Hail Mary.
Because Rob's gonna go on his whole clam Catholic thing.
No, no,
now.
No.
For each hole we played.
Count the beads.
Well, I'm going to hell, and I think I accelerated that process. We'll take a break, and I know it doesn't sound like much, but if you'd seen their faces, oh my.
No, I feel
that
you.
That sounds mortifying.
I won't say God, oh my word. Anyway, we'll take a break, and good heavens, heavenly, no. Hey, want to go out for some heavenly hash? We'll take a break, come back with the news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, it's Tony Perkins.
Hey, it's Ben Stein.
And one day it will be.
Yeah.
Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein. How are you, Gary?
I'm just fine. How are you, sir?
I'm great. You know why I'm excited?
Why?
On this episode of the show, Joe Piscopo joins us.
I wonder why the table was moving.
Yeah. And boy, does he talk about his young girlfriends.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Subscribe at iTunes and listen at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
It's the Tony Perkins Show.
Funniest thing Opie and Anthony ever did was the Joe Piscopo stuff.
Oh,
absolutely.
I remember that.
Oh, my gosh. Joe Piscopo.
I got some audio today. I haven't listened to it yet from our friend E-Rock.
I saw that as well.
And apparently Patton was on O&A, or, you know, the Opie show now, Opie and Norton. And he talked about Don and Mike and how much he loved the show and how much he loves you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, Patton's a good guy. Yeah. And hey, Cappy Pfeiffer, thank you so very much for sending me a copy of Patton's new book. I really, really appreciate that. I'm going to tear through that, and I look forward to it. Patton can write, and you know, he's just about as good an author as he is a comedian.
The best.
I look forward to that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. A new year is here. Out with the old, in with the new. And the best way to start on the path for a better you is getting an amazing night's sleep with a Sleep Number bed. We welcome Sleep Number back for 2015. We're delighted to have them as one of our number one clients. We really adore Sleep Number. I've talked about my Sleep Number bed for years. I adore it, and I can't sleep without it. And now, the all-new Sleep Number beds are available with Sleep IQ technology, tracking your sleep so you know precisely how you're sleeping, which allows you to have the best possible sleep. Every morning, I learn what affects my sleep, so I sleep better each and every day. It is the best. My Sleep Number setting is a 75. Carla's is a 65 now. See why Sleep Number was named Best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. Right now, during their lowest prices of the season, you'll save $600 on the all-new, number-one rated Sleep Number i8 bed. No better sleep? Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Again, that's 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And if you're like one of the guys that dropped me a line over the holidays, if you buy a Sleep Number bed and they don't know what's going on, that's that particular person that's there. Please share that with me, because that we'll pass that along to the people
we'll
that need to get it.
As soon as you send it to us, we send it to them.
Exactly.
That's it. Thank you in advance.
News!
Scandal-plagued Bill Cosby returns to the stage Wednesday night for the first time since November, and his reception is certain to be mixed. Could be controversial, don't you think?
I do. Yeah. I think so.
What a dummy. He doesn't need the money. What the heck?
Yeah, he doesn't need it. It's the ego, Oscar. It's pure ego. Three performances in Canada follow the assault allegations by
them,
all these women.
The Canadians?
The 77-year-old comedian is scheduled to appear at the Center in the Square in Kitchener, Ontario on Wednesday, at the Budweiser Gardens in London, Ontario on Thursday, and at the Hamilton Place Theater in Hamilton, Ontario on Friday.
So he drugged the girls, eh?
I think they're sending out kind of a... if the show is disrupted, please do not get in an altercation.
Yeah.
They're actually trying to diffuse in advance if anything happens. We'll wait and see. It's going to be interesting. Comedy star Amy Poehler has been named 2015 Woman of the Year by Harvard's Hasty Pudding Theatricals.
Good for her.
The group said Tuesday Poehler's comedy fits so well with the Pudding's own tradition of satire and social commentary. She has a 2014 Golden Globe Award and 5 Emmy nominations for his role as Leslie Knope on the NBC comedy series Parks and Recreation. Hasty Pudding is the nation's oldest undergraduate drama troupe, dating to the late 18th century. Its annual awards go to performers who have made a lasting and impressive contribution. Last year's winners were Helen Mirren and Neil Patrick Harris.
You know, I think Amy Poehler is so underused on that sitcom.
If you
see her like hosting an award show, talk show, or long-form interviews, she is so naturally funny.
Super talented.
And I think she's great.
She does a great job, and once again, I got to throw in my vote for Kate McKinnon. I hope
crazy
something
eyes.
Happens for her. I really do, because I do think she is so funny. So best of luck to her. She was on the Kennedy Center Awards show with a tribute for Lily Tomlin, and I really, really hope that Kate McKinnon gets the attention she deserves. As we have oh so disappointingly heard, there will be no exposed male genitalia in the 50 Shades of Grey movie.
Oh, man.
No.
Sorry, Mac.
So the guy's name is Jamie Dorton, and this article concerns where he hid his fun bundle when it was time to give the business to Dakota Johnson.
Mike, make it easier on yourself. Just call it a fundle.
He says, this is just the story I'm sharing with you. He says, and I quote, is he a British actor?
I'm sure he is. Jamie Dorton? They all are.
You put all your essentials in a little bag and you tie it up like a little bag of grapes and it's tucked away.
Oh.
So is he doing like the Silence of the Lambs thing? You know, or just,
I don't know.
Do you want to do me?
Like my body?
Like my body?
Like my body?
Moving right along, it doesn't take much to send Charlie Sheen into a maniacal frenzy, so it's not surprising that Charlie went on an explosive rant against Kim Kardashian when he heard that she allegedly blew off a young fan.
Hmm.
It started yesterday morning when Charlie tweeted that his friend, actor C. Thomas Howell, told him that a Kim flat-out refused to give an autograph to a six-year-old who worshipped her.
The fact that he's a friend with C. Thomas Howell is almost a punchline right there.
Well, what's the movie? They were in that movie, not The Lost Boys.
Yeah,
but they
the
were
vampire
in the
movie, right?
The Lost Boys.
It is The Lost Boys.
Was it The Lost Boys?
Yeah, look at you. Okay.
Yeah, but then C. Thomas Howell did the movie in blackface. That was a misstep.
Soul Man.
Supposedly... Soul Man, that's it. Supposedly, she told her assistant, quote, oh, God, can you handle this? The assistant did nothing. Both of them ignored the girl and drove away. That sent Charlie off the rails. This is what he tweeted. And be careful here. Turn your radio down if you don't want to be offended, father. He tweeted, quote, she cries about it every night before she goes to sleep. Kim, you are lucky that anyone cares about your gross and jiggly bag of funk you dare call an ass.
Wow.
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 Meow.
Way to go, Charlie.
It's good writing.
Bill Gates posted a video about an initiative he funded to create a machine that takes sewer sludge and converts it to clean drinking water. And in order to prove that he believes in the results, he actually drank some of that purified water. Well, sort of. There's a video out there. Technically, he took about the tiniest sip humanly possible.
Sure.
In fact, you could probably make the case that he just wet a small portion of his top lip with the water. But you know what? Bill Gates is still doing good things.
Did it look
the world,
clean?
I think. It looked like a clean glass of water. I watched the video, but he brings it up. And, you know, we've all done that before when you don't want to drink something and you just kiss your lips with it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. No, he pulled it away and it was covered. It looked like he had a chocolate mustache.
It's essentially, and I might get to it in the vault. I have the inventor in the vault. It's essentially distilled water from the sludge. So, I mean, it's impossible for it to be dirty. But just, and think about all the water we drink now used to be pee from years ago.
Exactly.
It's already been used once before, but it's just the notion of it ain't great.
Rob's quote of the day, all water we drink used to be pee.
It's right.
The Washington Post just did a story on whether or not warming up your car before you drive actually does anything, and the answer is no. Or at least it doesn't do anything beneficial for the car.
Oh, okay.
It used to be necessary back when cars had carburetors, which needed the engine to warm up before they'll work. But by the 90s, almost all cars have electronic fuel injectors, which automatically compensate for the temperature. Do you warm up your cars in the morning?
Don't
when you're
do it.
In?
No, you know what? What
Not
stopped
anymore.
Me from doing it is when I got a heated seat. Because that heats up so fast, you don't need to rely on the hot air blowing. You can really rely on
I
that.
I remember as a child, though, I would have to go out and turn. This is how
That's how my seat heater works. Did you know, Mike, that all water used to be pee?
This is how foreign my parents were. I just had this flashback. We would go, before we had our license on, they would send us out, because we lived in a townhouse.
Before you had your license on?
Before we had our license.
Yeah. So sad. I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt my news with this music, but it's just like...
Yeah. They would send
Oscar,
us out. Into,
please go out to the driveway.
Into the lot. Not the driveway. We lived in a townhouse growing up.
Right.
We would find the car in the lot, because we didn't have a little space next to... It wasn't a big townhouse.
Right.
So we'd find it in the neighborhood, turn it on... before my dad went to work, and then just leave it on.
Yeah, I used to do that to my mom's Mustang.
But I remember being like 10 or 11 doing this, and then slushing back to the house and say, your car's ready, and then he'd be like, okay, ciao.
What he would do, Mike, is Oscar would carry out a metal pail of glowing coals.
But how dangerous is that?
That's horrible, but I did it too.
Right?
Yeah.
Very good, Oscar. Now here is your third of an English muffin.
You get 16 nooks and 8 crannies.
Alcohol can be pretty good for creativity. How many brilliant ideas have you had drunk, right? Am I right, fellas? Am I right?
All of mine.
All my recipes.
One day you'll build that bar on the moon. Studies have found that while getting too drunk is obviously not the path to creative productivity, being a little bit drunk is actually good for creativity because it helps you relax and not overthink things. The ideal blood alcohol level for creativity is 0.075. Which is just under the legal limit of 0.08, and a Danish brewery has created a beer that will help you get there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's an IPA called the Problem Solver.
Yeah, sure.
There are little marks on the bottle that show you exactly how much you should drink based on your weight to get to the 0.75 mark. I love this. Whoa. Fantastic.
Chemistry.
Yeah, we'll see you at Jimmy's. Should be a lot of fun. And now, a little something-something. 50-year-old John Balmer of Spring Hill, Florida, threw on a hilarious T-shirt on Monday that said in big letters, "Who needs drugs?" Then, underneath it in smaller letters, it said, "No, seriously, I have drugs." And he wasn't kidding. John had bags of marijuana and meth in his pocket and went to a Kmart in Hudson, Florida to make the drug deal. There's the other names of towns in Florida. I don't know. Hudson, Florida. But a cop saw him try to pass the bag of marijuana to someone in line at Kmart, and John was arrested for possession of meth and possession of marijuana.
Oh, bad
the person the person he tried to give it to refused it, maybe because they saw the cop. He is now wearing a T-shirt that says, "Who's in prison?" And below it, it says, "Seriously, I'm in prison." We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Joe, I like to think of the Moore Broadcast Network as a family.
Well, who's the father?
Well, that would be Mike O'Mara, obviously.
Well, who's the mom?
Gotta be Katie from Cake and Cookies.
Who's the drunk uncle?
Well, that would be the rest of us.
I would have gone with Tony Perkins.
Check us out, robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Encore Insurance Services. You know what I know it. The time to buy insurance is now. And don't worry, because Encore Insurance is here to help. Encore surveys the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. They do all the work, so you don't have to. It's free. There's no obligation, and no salesman will visit you. Just call 866-347-5748 to get a free life insurance quote, or visit smartterm.com/TMOS. That's smartterm.com/TMOS. That's where you'll find the license disclaimer and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Stop paying too much for life insurance. Protect your family the smart way at smartterm.com/TMOS. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, Jan 7, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
So you know when I was complaining yesterday about the way Loudoun County bungled the school closings,
yes,
right? And I mentioned the guy Wade. I kept telling him, Wade. I want to play you. I actually taped him because this is actually a trending thing on Facebook for a while yesterday about Loudoun County and Fairfax County not closing their schools. This is the call that every Loudoun County kid wants to get. We got this at about 5:30 last night. And I say, hello.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. Loudoun County Public Schools and its administrative offices will operate on a two-hour delay tomorrow.
He pre-records every message. They all have that same energy level, and that's the call that the kids want to get. And I'm Wade Byard. He has thousands and thousands of followers on Facebook. They have made fake movie trailers about this guy. He's really a big deal in Loudoun County. And here's the thing. I got the call yesterday that today they're going to do a two-hour delayed open.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, I suppose, but the roads were dry by the time we left here.
Yeah.
Do you know that this morning Loudoun County closed schools?
Oh, man.
So they closed school on the day that they shouldn't, and they kept them open on the day they should have closed.
Yeah, and I want to make it clear, Wade is not at fault here. He's just the communications officer.
What is Wade's deal?
Wade's deal is, let's hear him.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. Loudoun County Public Schools and its administrative office.
And he records these in advance.
Right.
Who's in?
First of all, all you need to know about that guy is he says Loudoun County.
Yep.
He doesn't even pronounce Loudoun County. Loudoun County.
And you know
my
what?
My name is Wade Bear Longkind.
He had a lot of chances to do a second take.
Man,
but that's right. The best one they've got. But anyway, yeah.
My deal
kids,
here, Wade.
I hope the kids are enjoying their day off because what? It's chilly?
Mike, wind chills in the really, we're looking at negative 11
Yeah,
today.
But you know what? The wind was silent this morning. Yeah, there was no wind.
It's blaring now.
Yeah. I believe yesterday up in Hancock, Maine, a high temperature of 7 degrees, boys.
Oh, wow. We have the mayor of Hancock. Here he is.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools.
7 degrees? Yeah. 7 degrees?
Too cold.
7 degrees. Go ahead, enter.
All right, Mike. you know, I know you worry about her constantly. Courtney Love has got a job.
Yay.
Courtney Love is in an off-Broadway pop opera, whatever that is. It's called Kansas City Choir Boy. We've heard Courtney Love sing rock, but we've never heard her sing a show tune. Let's have a listen.
And all I ever wanted in this lifetime was to see a movie with you.
And Mike, because you love it so, it made me think immediately of this.
I'm tired, sick, and tired of love.
No speech impediment, but the same delivery, right?
Love.
I'm tired.
From below.
Madeline Kahn, a genius. That's awesome, Rob.
That's what I thought.
Play the Madeline Kahn one more time, please.
I'm tired.
Sick and tired of love.
Tired of love.
I've had my fill of love.
I'll let her hit the high note. Hold
that
on. From below and above.
Nothing
Madeline Kahn's accent in that, and she was doing Marlena Dietrich.
Yeah.
That's who she was doing a takeoff of. That was one of the greatest comedic accents that I have ever heard.
And you know what?
Phenomenal. She made that movie for me.
And at that point, she was hot and funny and hot.
She was hot enough. She was hot enough. And that, you know, there's a little Kate McKinnon in Madeline
Kahn.
Yeah,
I see that
too. I'd love to see her do that kind of stuff.
Now, I've got to play this now because there's a shelf life on it. Did you any of you watch Idina Menzel? Idina Menzel?
Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel, or as I like to call her, Adele Nazim.
Who are you, John Travolta?
Did you hear her sing Let It Go on New Year's Eve?
No, I didn't.
Oh, she had a lot of, you know, she was singing live and it was very cold. She had a little trouble with the closing of the song.
What the hell?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, that's pretty lofty. I mean, that's attempting
one hell of a note.
She had a
loft problem, Mike.
Okay, I got nothing out of
No, she came out and apologized, and you know what? It is embarrassing, but God forbid.
Little kids' hearts are breaking everywhere.
Yeah, they're frozen. They're just frozen. And this is great. Jimmy Kimmel does the best stuff. He sent one of his female on the man on the street reporters, I guess it would be a woman on the street, to interview stoners on Venice Beach. And I just love what they know and what they don't know.
Name three Supreme Court justices.
Three Supreme Court justices. I'm sorry, I can't answer that question. I don't know.
Name three ways to smoke weed.
Three ways to smoke weed. You got a bong, you got a pipe. Gravity bong is one of my favorites.
What state is Jerry Brown the governor of?
I have no idea.
What band was Jerry Garcia the lead singer
of? The Grateful Dead, man.
In what month do we elect a president?
Always like March. Oh.
In what month do we celebrate pot?
420.
What month is that?
Yeah. That's March.
Everything's in March.
Yeah.
Basically. What are Obama's kids' names?
I don't know. I don't even pay any attention to that dude.
What are two of the kids on South Park's names?
Kenny and Stan.
What is the 13th Amendment?
I don't know. What, to the Constitution?
What is the first rule of Fight Club?
That you don't talk about Fight Club.
See, Mike, everyone has priorities. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That was a good one. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MichaelMarisShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Michael Maris Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, and today it was awesome.
Yes.
Send it along to Rob at MichaelMarisShow.com. The Michael Maris Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Maris inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.